Okay, so keeping with the international tip, but bringing it a little bit of Liverpool flavour in, Ben Penny wants to know, favourite ever international goal scored by an LFC player? Now, Chris, I know you've been doing some research on it in the last 10 minutes, so yeah. I'm going to let you kick this one off.
I've thought about a few of these. I don't think Maxi Rodriguez played for Liverpool when he scored that whopper, did he? So can't count that one. I'm not really an England fan, so I would have to go for Luis Suarez's goal that sort of knocked England out the World Cup a few years ago when Gerrard sort of headed it on for him. No, it's not nice for Stephen, but it's certainly nice to, when we saw Hodgie's face after the... I think that was one of his famous going-to-sleep moments, wasn't it, when he fell asleep when Suarez burst the net. So I'd have to say that one, I think, off the top of my head.
It's not a bad one to start with, I think.
It was a lovely finish as well on it, so...
After all that England optimism, it's right to go right back in the other direction. Yeah. Andy, what are you saying?
I'm not entirely sure he was still with Liverpool. I'm going to go for it anyway. Ray Houghton, USA 94 against Italy. Cracking little foot. Almost as good as yours, Chris.
I'm not talking about my goal again. That might come up on the questions.
I'm telling you, you're outside the box against Italy, yeah.
It may well come up on the questions, we don't know yet.
So, it's Ray Houghton, that was a good one. I'm not going to be childish. I thought Michael Owens against Argentina, as much as I'm, you know, what are you staring at me like that for, Chris?
That's right, I agree with you, actually.
You know, I'm being childish, what a goal. At that stage as well, I think he had the world at his feet. You know, this is pre-hamstring Leeds injury as well.
Yeah.
And you just thought that this kid can go and do anything, and it was just kind of, yeah, it was good. It was good.
A moment, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was good, and he was still ours as well. He wasn't England's Michael Owen then, he was still Liverpool's Michael Owen. So yeah, that one. And then Steven Gerrard, the first one against Germany.
Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Cracker, absolute cracker. So yeah, there you go. Three?
Yeah, three. Fantastic, thank you. More than enough. Mary, I don't know about John Anarisa's international goal scoring record, but is there any others out there that you could
The first one I thought when you said, I didn't realise they had to beat in Liverpool.
We can stretch it a little.
Okay, because the very first that came to mind was Joe Cole for it. Against Sweden.
Those tricks.
But other than that, it would have been the ones that have already been mentioned. The Suarez goal. That was a good moment. Yeah. But I'll take the Joe Cole just because of the rivalry.
Love the needle. John?
I can't believe I got it going last, but Euro 2008 was good fun because we'd obviously had that Spanish contingent and it just felt like a good time to be a Liverpool fan and that Spain team. And then I remember going out to watch the final and Torres obviously gets the goal in the final, and that was great because he'd been with us a year and we hadn't won anything, but it felt like the Liverpool were on the verge of something great. And it felt really nice that we had some of the best players in the world because... We sort of hadn't for a while, really. Like, you know, that 2001 team is obviously kind of really good, and Michael Owen wins the individual award. But to have sort of two or three of the players that all the world's talking about was kind of really nice. So, and I remember there was loads of cross Evertonians in the pub as well. Like, why are you sticking off for them? You know what I mean? And so that was good fun as well.